Live from Capitol Hill, it's the Jordan Seculo Show. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. To follow Jordan on Twitter, go to twitter.com/JordanSeculo. Tweet Jordan to get your question on the air. For more information and the latest updates, go to JordanSeculo.com. And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Welcome to the Jordan Seculo Show. We've got a lot to talk about today. A great guest joining us, Congressman Tim Huelskamp, on to talk about two legislative initiatives. One already moved through the House of Representatives, one that's moving through the House of Representatives as we speak right now. And he's taking a stand and getting things done at a time we're told, you know, it's so difficult, it's so partisan, people are kind of throwing their hands up in the air and saying, well, we really just have to wait to the next election cycle. One of the things that's already passed is his amendment to stop the Department of Justice from undermining the Defense of Marriage Act by saying that we will not fund you, we will not give you your funding if you threaten legal action, bring suits against against DOMA or against states like North Carolina who have passed marriage amendments. The second thing he's already working on that's moving through the committee level in the House of Representatives is the Military Religious Freedom Act. All of this involved the definition of marriage, and it's no surprise or shock that this was all happening at the same day, President Obama was announcing his new evolved position on what the definition of marriage should be and what he, I guess, kept saying personally believes, but says it really won't impact by the federal government. We'll talk about that with Congressman Tim Huelskamp from Kansas' 1st Congressional District coming up in the next segment of the Jordan Seculo Show. But he's taking action and getting things done. And then we'll talk about the politics of marriage. How has this changed 2012? Is it a short-term impact or is it long-term? Will voters who are upset, even constituencies that are highly supportive of President Obama or were in 2008, will this change their mind? Would they cast a vote for Mitt Romney? Would they just not vote? And how could that impact states that are going to be so close, like North Carolina, where President Obama carried by 0.3% and then canceled an event there the same day they passed a marriage amendment, then announced that he disagreed, of course, with what they did. And there were plenty of Democrats who crossed. It wasn't a partisan vote at all. 61% of the state there voted to define marriage between a man and a woman and a man and a woman only. So, folks, we'll talk about all that today on the Jordan Seculo Show. Let me also encourage you, follow me, twitter.com/JordanSeculo. That's twitter.com/JordanSeculo. And we've got a Facebook site for the Jordan Seculo Show. I know I've talked about it sometimes. It's great. We update it constantly. Got a lot of information from the interviews, the videos, what's coming up on the Jordan Seculo Show, photos as well. A great place to interact and stay updated. Go to facebook.com/JordanSeculo Show. That's facebook.com/JordanSeculo Show. And then on one of the issues that we're working on and we've been talking about on the Jordan Seculo Show and Jay Seculo Live this week already is the issue of the defunding Planned Parenthood at the state level and the legal battle that's come from that. If you want to get involved, if you want to take a stand, call now 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org. You can sign up online right now. But I encourage you, Congressman Tim Huelskamp coming up next. Follow me, twitter.com/JordanSeculo. And if you ever have questions or comments, you can't get to them on air, you can always send them in as tweets or let us know on Facebook. If you've got guests that you want to have on the show, you can do it there as well at facebook.com/JordanSeculo Show and twitter.com/JordanSeculo. Coming up next, Congressman Tim Huelskamp, as always, take a stand with the ACLJ, 877-989-2255. And don't miss the discussion we'll be having in the third segment about the politics of marriage. We'll be right back. You tell me that you need me, then you go and cut me down. But wait, you tell me that you're sorry, didn't think I'd turn around and say, hey. You're listening to The Jordan Sekulow Show. Follow me at twitter.com/Jordan Sekulow. Hey, welcome back to The Jordan Sekulow Show. We are honored to be joined by a good friend of ours, Congressman Tim Huelskamp of Kansas, who has got two pieces of legislation moving through Congress right now. Very important as we talk about the defense of marriage. One as it relates to the Defense of Marriage Act. Another as it relates to defending marriage and the rights of our military men and women on bases, not to have to do things that violate their religious conscience. Congressman Huelskamp, thanks so much for joining us today on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
My pleasure to join you today, Jordan.
Congressman, let's start off with the legislation moving forward on that involves the Department of Justice. And this is passed now the Congress. I want you to tell people exactly about what the law that you drafted does and the piece of the law that's now moved forward through the House of Representatives in light of the Department of Justice decision to stop defending the Defense of Marriage Act.
Yes, that's an outrageous decision by our Justice Department. Whether you're President Obama or the Attorney General of the United States, you've sworn to uphold the Constitution, and that includes actually enforcing the laws that have passed by Congress and the President, and one of those is the Defense of Marriage Act. The Justice Department has sought to undermine the Defense of Marriage Act, which passed in 1996, actually, with the vote of Joe Biden and signed by Bill Clinton. My amendment would prohibit the Department of Justice from spending our taxpayer money to undermine the Defense of Marriage Act, which, again, is a strong federal law.
You know, Congressman, by doing this, it was a bipartisan bill. It passed the House of Representatives. And this is basically saying to the Department of Justice, if you start going and suing states like North Carolina and you're already stopped defending the law, but if you actually file lawsuits against the law, that your funding is in jeopardy. But we know that, Congressman, this is an unprecedented move. It was interesting to me. I look at what President Obama said about same-sex marriage, and he tried to make it very personal and kind of say, almost imply that there was nothing that he was going to do as president, that this was really going to be left up to the states. But I just remembered, I go right back to the Defense of Marriage Act decision by the Department of Justice, which of course impacted the whole country. And we know that these are, that even though he may be saying that he's not trying to pass a specific law on the on marriage, the actual definition of marriage, the Defense of Marriage Act, has been in jeopardy by this because of this administration's action long before President Obama gave those comments to the media.
Well, the decision announced by the president was in anticipation of a major fundraiser in California, I think $40,000 a plate, and so you can look at that politics. But you were right, over a year ago, essentially, Attorney General Eric Holder walked out of a courtroom essentially and said, you know, Defense of Marriage Act is on its own. No one's going to defend it. And the House of Representatives, our Speaker and Majority Leader, were forced to go out and hire actually attorneys to defend a passed law of Congress and the President and defend that in court. Meanwhile, the Attorney General has submitted at least one brief trying to undo the Defense of Marriage Act, which to me is not only unconstitutional, I think it's unethical. Then an attorney who would actually try to mount an offensive against a law he is supposed to defend. And that's what our amendment said. Nope, I can't spend any money to undermine DOMA, but we know that's going on already, and this would go into effect the next budget year, hopefully, if we can get it through the Senate as well.
So here, that's moving through Congress right now, but it did pass the House of Representatives. Yeah. And you've also worked on another piece of legislation that's moving through the committee level now. And I want you to tell people about that, because I know the process. I don't want to weigh that too much with the process, but to understand the scope, the for military freedom, basically, and the freedom of conscience. Tell people about that. It's so important, I think, to protect our members of our armed forces. Chaplains, but also the other members of the armed forces who may not be a chaplain or religious leader on base, but tell them about this piece of legislation, what it does.
Well, in my opinion, this administration is attacking traditional marriage on multiple counts, not only in the courtroom, but I believe they're using the military as a guinea pig for their implementation of a pretty radical homosexual agenda. First of all, with the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but the follow-up has been that many chaplains and many other service members that are not chaplains feel like their religious liberties are under attack. They've been pressured to change their public positions, and certain military chaplains have been told to revise their actual sermons. You know, the audacity of the administration to say, you know what, we don't like that part of Corinthians, and we're going to make certain you don't preach about that. As a result, I introduced the Military Religious Freedom Protection Act, which said if you're a chaplain or any other member of the military, you don't give up your military, your religious conscience in order to defend our country. On one hand, we send these folks around the world to defend the religious liberties of others, and then we undermine them with the acts of this administration. But I was very excited. Last week, the same day we were considering my amendment to protect marriage and against the thrust from the Department of Justice, two of my colleagues were offering portions of the Military Religious Freedom Protection Act, number one, that would protect chaplains to have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, to preach as they see fit, number one, and number two would prohibit the use of military facilities for same-sex marriage ceremonies, which we believe could be occurring right now.
You know, and this is all in light of course, I think it's very interesting to me, Congressman, because you hear from this administration, I think so much, and we hear from pundits as well and people who are following the politics of 2012, that these issues like the definition of marriage and protecting life as well and religious liberty like the HHS mandate, that these issues really aren't the forefront. These are social issues and people are so concerned about the economy that they don't really care about these issues. But then you see what can happen when the president makes these kind of remarks. It takes these issues right to the front pages again, and you realize very quickly, like many of us do who work with this like you do every day on these issues and care about these issues, your constituents care about it, that the media may be a little bit out of touch, but the American people certainly aren't. I'm sure your constituents care deeply about the president's remarks and are following it closely, and it will impact not just their decision-making process in the election, but it impacts how things operate in the United States of America.
Well, it certainly does, Jordan, and you look at North Carolina as a great example. On Tuesday, 61% of the American people, or the citizens of North Carolina, said we support traditional marriage. You know, the president was supposed to show up in North Carolina that day, and I believe he's chickened out because it's a losing issue. But the audacity of the president to stand up and say that. But what I've been worried about as well is many of our Republican colleagues, or my Republican colleagues, and even some conservative commentators suggesting that, you know what, this is not the best time. You know, there's no wrong time to do the right thing. And I'll take a 61% issue any day of the week. And we put together a map in our office. If you look at the map of the United States of those states who have marriage amendments in their constitutions, and nearly every state has some protections in their statute as well, not all of them, but nearly everyone, you count up those electoral votes, that's over 400 votes out of the 535 needed to elect the next president. This is a winning issue, number one, but more importantly, it is the right thing to do. We could get the economy right. We could get the size of government right. We could get that all right. If we lose this cultural war, I mean, we're going to lose everything for the next generation. And my folks in Kansas, they're very concerned about this, in addition to concerns of what's happening in the Obama economy.
You know, Congressman, we're talking to Congressman Tim Huelskamp, who's been at the forefront of many issues and battling for what is right in the United States in Congress. And now we are at a tough time. And I want to get your comments on this because, Congressman, you're pushing forward. You've got the two pieces of legislation. I encourage people to find out. You've got them up at your website, the Huelskamp website. And you've got you're working hard. But we know that this is a tough time in Congress and an even tougher time when the American people kind of see things almost as if they wonder if things are stalled. What can we expect over the next few months as we lead into this election? Is it going to be just ratcheted up partisan warfare from the president to these remarks that really isolate, I think, kind of like what he did in North Carolina, by not showing up as if he was saying, you know what, you're not good enough or there's something wrong, even though there were plenty of Democrats who supported that marriage amendment and were people that would he would need their vote if he was going to pull another 0.3% victory in 2012. But the tone in Washington, what can we all expect and what should people be looking out for over the next few months?
Well, the tone will get increasingly negative, but you know, I hasten to remind folks that that's nothing new in politics in America. You roll back through our history, that's nothing new. But what is new now is some of the fundamental agreements that Americans have had and we expect of our politicians. But the idea that the President of the United States would stand up and say, you know what, I'm tired of the last 4,000 years of marriage history. Let's just throw it all out. And I'm going to start over because I got a fundraiser coming up in California, and I got $40,000 plate dinner, and I want to act like I'm doing something, and I'm going to evolve on the issue. And you know, animals evolve, but principles do not. We're going to see this on a lot of other areas. I think the president's beginning to get very desperate. you know, which is why you got to wonder, why would he take an issue that American people are very clear about it? And I think we're losing ground on that, but take it that right now we're winning on this and say, hey, you know what? I've got to encourage my liberal left base and say, gosh, at least I'm with you on this one. And I think as we go forward, we're going to see many more of these things, attempts by the president to dissuade us from fundamental positions. But now is the time that we stand up, because I think this shows us that we're on the right side on this. And now is the time to press ahead. Don't let folks, and particularly in my party, the Republican Party, say it's not an issue. It's an issue we can win on, and it's the right thing to do. And this is the time we make progress, which I'm so excited. And in the same day, we can push two different pieces of legislation moving forward through the House. We've got a battle in the Senate, obviously, with the president. But these are things that can be negotiated on and actually win yet this year.
Congressman, as always, it's great to have you on the Jordan Sekulow Show.
Well, pleasure to put my shoulder to the plow with you all. And check out our website at HulesCamp.House.gov, and we'll keep people informed as we can.
Absolutely, folks. Congressman Tim Hulskamp will be right back on the Jordan Sekulow Show. You're listening to the Jordan Sekulow Show. Follow me at twitter.com/JordanSekulow. Back to the Jordan Sekulow Show. It's great to have Congressman Tim Hulskamp on with us from Kansas. And he talked about two issues involving marriage, the sanctity of marriage, the definition of marriage. One is protecting military servicemen and women from not having to perform ceremonies or do things that violate their religious conscience, as it involves same-sex marriage and whether or not these ceremonies are going on military bases. But he said they suspect they are at some places. And then also about threatening the funding of the Department of Justice, basically saying we will withhold funds. And this passed through the House of Representatives already. We will withhold funds if you take actions against states like North Carolina. And this was all in light of the president's statement basically threatening to do just that. So we've been talking about, of course, the legal ramifications and what does it mean. Of course, the president's actual statement doesn't have legal ramifications, but the policy and decisions made by this administration were already causing this. I mean, you think about the Defense of Marriage Act. DOMA was already having an impact when the Department of Justice decided to no longer defend it. Now we want to talk about the politics of marriage, and because, of course, you cannot ignore when the president of the United States is on one side of an issue and his opponent in the presidential election coming up in just a few months is clearly on the other side. Mitt Romney said he defends traditional marriage, has supported the federal marriage amendment to define marriage between a man and a woman. David French, a senior counsel with the ACLJ, Than Bennett, the ACLJ's director of government affairs, both joining me today. Guys, let me start with David, because, David, when you look at the politics of this, though many people may think this is where President Obama was, he never said it. In fact, he said the opposite. He said he did not support gay marriage. He was evolving on the issue. People maybe were suspecting that he'd wait if he was reelected to do something. But then there was enough pressure, and it looked pretty coordinated for now a few days past when you look at what happened. But it seems to be backfiring right now. The question being, will it continue to backfire months from now in November?
Well, it's hard to see who will support Obama now that wasn't already. I mean, this is the kind of thing that you do when you're trying to solidify the base. And he did help himself on the base. He earned millions of dollars immediately after the statement. I mean, his website was already selling T-shirts like My Two Moms Stand With Obama. He capitalized on this very, very quickly with the base. But what I think he didn't foresee was, on the other side, how quickly and decisively this united conservatives around Mitt Romney. I mean, Barack Obama accomplished what more than 100 years of religious leaders have not. He united Catholics, evangelicals, and Mormons in a position around shared cultural values. And the other thing is, the early polling from the independents is not good for him either. I think that what he's hoping is he shored up his base, and then everyone sort of forgets about this as the campaign goes on.
You know, and what I think it's done, David, as well, is it's there's been a surge of support, I think, for a lot of evangelicals to Mitt Romney, who may have still been withholding full support or not as excited maybe about the campaign. This was kind of a wake-up call of the clear, stark, and especially in light of the speech he gave at the commencement speech at Liberty University. Very clear on this issue, on the issue of marriage. Mentioned the mercy for those who are not yet born. When you look at these issues, whether we're talking about the definition of marriage or the fight for life, the contrast cannot be clearer, and it may have been that President Obama kind of stepped into it on this one, and it's given an opportunity for people to kind of surge together.
Well, that's exactly right. We're a long way from 2008, where Obama was actually hoping to make major inroads in the evangelical vote. I mean, this time around, think about it. On every major social issue, Obama has come down squarely on the side of the secular left, against religious liberty with the HHS mandate. He's been always very radically pro-abortion. And then now he's made it the trifecta by embracing the secular left on the definition of marriage. So the contrast is very, very clear. Mitt Romney is pro-marriage, he's pro-life, and he's pro-religious liberty. And evangelicals see that, and some of the polling gives Romney a 50-point lead with evangelicals, putting him up at George W. Bush-level support amongst evangelicals, which very few people would have predicted even a month ago.
Sure. And Than, when we talk about the issue of marriage, the legislation, it's very clear where members of Congress are, and they, I think, reflect the public a lot more than do maybe people who are kind of getting stuck inside the Beltway bubble. Because we keep hearing from the media over and over, and the American people hear this too. This issue is over. No one cares about it. And then there's a reason for people to actually respond. And we see when the voters get to vote, it's clear. I mean, it's not even close. 61% in North Carolina, California, then the Proposition 8 gets overturned and there's a court battle. But when people get to vote, that the outcome is marriage between a man and a woman. But you get told in this bubble that there's no fight left. This issue is basically over with. And yet the fight has really just begun.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, I thought you got it exactly right. The president may have been throwing a bone to his base when he made this decision. But this is really politically very risky because 32 states and counting have now gone to the polls and they've decided on the side of traditional marriage. You know, another key base of support for the president is the African-American community.
Sure.
He's going to really alienate them with this decision. And then swing states. I mean, on the very day of this decision, North Carolina went to the poll, voted overwhelmingly in opposition to the president's position. And Jordan, along with that, I think the president has opened himself up to some real danger zone here, because I don't think he understands how this issue works. I mean, he says he wants the decision to be left at the state level, but yet he personally supports same-sex marriage. He seems to be missing the point that position would mean he should support DOMA, because DOMA says a couple of things. It says that for purposes of federal benefits, marriage shall be between one man and one woman, but it also prevents other states from being forced to take the decision that another state makes. So it's actually preserving the rights of each state to create this law, to make this law, and make those decisions at the state level. So I think the president is actually a little confused on this, and he's confused on an issue that the American people just aren't behind him on. So it may have been a political decision, but I think it might just backfire on him.
You know, what we have seen now, David, and I think it's going to be a question for the American people. We can't be definitive on this because it's going to be up to a lot of people, is whether or not this will be an issue that I've seen a lot of the black pastors. I've been watching the coverage. CBN News has done a great job of that. I've been on talking about the reaction inside that community to this decision by President Obama. But the question will be, I guess it's twofold. One, does it change anybody's vote? Or two, does it, you know, months from now impact just the whole enthusiasm? You know, President Obama had an unbelievable amount of enthusiasm from a lot of different segments of the population. And this could be one of those issues that in a state that will be as close like North Carolina, where he won by 0.3%, a few thousand people decide not to even show up to vote, everything could be changed.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, he was obviously trying to shore up the enthusiasm of his core funders, the people who write the really big checks. And he succeeded in doing that, but did he win a Pyrrhic victory? Did he succeed in shoring up that base at the expense of an awful lot of people who, truth be told, have always thought that Obama shared their values more than he really did? He, in 2008, spoke the language of unity, spoke religious language very well. And then now he turns around and he lives a life as president that is radically secular and left, and people are beginning to understand that. And he's alienating an awful lot of people who gave him a chance in 08. So we'll see.
You know what, folks? It's going to be something. I think it's really up to the voters, up to the American people. There's not a legislative move at this moment that defines marriage a certain way. I don't think President Obama is going to be supporting that. There are things like DOMA. Certainly people like Congressman Tim Huelskamp are doing everything they can to preserve and to protect those protect our rights. But the question remains is, will it be an issue to you? And that's one, if you want to leave comments, Facebook.com/Jordan Seculo Show. That's Facebook.com/Jordan Seculo Show. We'll talk to you tomorrow.